joined us today. What a special day today is. It's the Lord's Day. That makes it special. And this is going to be the third in this series on the Holy Spirit. And today is the Holy Spirit empowers us. And we need that, don't we? But before that, some of the praise team is here today. And so they're going to minister and we're going to worship the Lord with them. Jesus.
Jesus, come be the center. Jesus, we welcome you here. Jesus, come be the focus of all our praise. Jesus, come be the center.
Church or on the web is to lift him up. I pray that this has been a good week for you. And if you have a prayer request, remember that you can send that request in to info@northwestag.org and we'll be praying with you. As usual, it would help us if you'd tell us where you're from. Give us a wave and tell us where you're from. We're so glad that you join us from many different places. And so I pray that each week as you tune in to Northwest AG Live services, that they bring hope, encouragement, truth, possible correction if necessary, but that they bring hope through the Word of God to your life. So this today is yet the third in the series on the Holy Spirit, and today is about the Holy Spirit empowering us. I want to read you a quote by Billy Graham. The Holy Spirit illuminates the minds of people, makes us yearn for God, and takes spiritual truth and makes it understandable to us. So the Holy Spirit is a beautiful and powerful part of God. It's part of who He is, and we need Him in our life as conduits to become the fullness of who God created us to be. Through His power, He aids us in a multitude of situations. Without Him, we're powerless. That's just the truth. We need Him. Well, when Jesus was about to depart the disciples, He said this to them in John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. So let me ask you this morning. Who doesn't need a helper? We all need helpers. I need a helper. You need a helper. And the thing you have to remember is this. Jesus made a promise to His disciples that it would be better for them that He left, because He can't send the helper if He's present. We know where Jesus is. He ascended to the right hand of the Father, and we know what He's doing. He's making intercession for you and for me. But what He did was make a promise that when He ascended to the Father, that the Holy Spirit, the Helper, would come to His disciples to help them in their ministries, to help them in life, to help them be all that they could be, to bring glory and reflect Jesus to that world. Well, the plan and the purpose is still the same. We are still empowered by the Holy Spirit to reflect the glory of Jesus to this world, to be strengthened and aided in the things that we do here in life. When I think of the Holy Spirit, I think of God with us. I think of the fact that without Him, as an old song says, I could do nothing. There's nothing that I could successfully accomplish in the spiritual without the Holy Spirit. But the reality is that I need Him in the natural also. And so, remember this, Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit came. And when we receive the Lord as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit abides within each and every one of us, and He's right there to help us. One of the functions in empowering us is that He helps us. He helps us in this thing that we call life and life's path. Who doesn't need help? We all need help. So my encouragement to you, to my church, and to all you that are listening is invite the awareness of the Holy Spirit in your life. Notice I didn't say invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, because if you've received the Lord, that's the first step. Then the Holy Spirit is there. For those of you that believe, I pray that you invite the awareness of the Holy Spirit and encourage His functioning in your 24/7 natural and spiritual walk with the Lord. So number one, He's our helper. Number two, He sanctifies us. Now you may go, what is sanctify? Sanctify means to be set apart as sacred. You're sacred. You're dear. You're precious to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. He separates us. What does He separate us from? Our old life of sin, our old patterns and ways of being. He changes us, and that's a daily process. And it's going to go on from the point of your salvation until the point that you are no longer here. Sanctification is an ongoing process of being set apart as sacred and changed into the likeness of Christ. You see, you may have met that believer that was just, there was just something about them. They were just so vibrant, so alive, so confident, so assured. And you just wanted to be near them. Well, you know why? Because they were radiating the presence and the power of God Almighty through the Holy Spirit's work in their life. How do we know this to be true? Well, glad you ask. 2 Corinthians 3:16. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So listen to what Paul said. We are being transformed into his image in ever-increasing glory. So this is a process, is it not? He didn't say you were transformed and all the work was done. Ever-increasing glory, we are transformed into his image. And it comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So we're being transformed to the image of Christ. So that believer I was mentioning to you, that one that was so magnetic, that you just, oh, there was, they were so confident, they were so assured, and you wanted to draw near them. The reason you wanted to draw near them is because the Holy Spirit was radiating from their lives. Think about this. When Moses went up on the mountain, he received the Ten Commandments and he came down. The people, when he would fellowship with God, the people were afraid of him because he reflected the glory of God. In fact, so much so that they said, put a mask. We can't stand the glory of God. It's too much. And so he had to put a mask. And he reflected the glory of God. But you and I, as born-again believers, radiate the glory of God. And that's a big distinction because the radiating comes from within outward. You see, the Holy Spirit is within the life of the believer and it radiates outward. And it's with ever-increasing glory that we are transformed by the Spirit into the image of Jesus. You can wear all the What Would Jesus Do bracelets in the world and all the Jesus pins and carry a Bible this big. But unless you cooperate with the action of the Holy Spirit, sanctifying, transforming, changing you because of his presence in our lives, then you're just wearing bracelets and pins. You see, that radiating comes from us cooperating and encouraging an expanse of the Spirit's work in our lives. I don't know about you, but I want to radiate the glory and the presence of Jesus in my life. I want people to be drawn to that presence, not drawn to me, drawn to the presence of Jesus in my life. Another thing that the Holy Spirit empowers us with is love. Not natural love, his love. I want to read you what Paul wrote in Romans 5, 3 and 5, 3 to 5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our minds, into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, I hope you didn't tune out because I said suffering. That we can rejoice in suffering. You know how you rejoice in suffering? Is it's through the operation of the Holy Spirit given to each and every one of us, put in our hearts to help us endure whatever season of difficulty or trial we are in. Every believer is going to go through a season of difficulty or trial. But you see, one of the operations of the Holy Spirit in our life, one of the things he empowers us with, is the ability by his love poured into our lives to endure these seasons of difficulty, these places of hardship or hard seasons. And we're empowered by the love of God operating in our hearts and minds through that season. And the way they operate, one of the things that it does in operating in our heart and mind is it reminds us of Scripture that says, this too shall pass, that this is but a season, that rejoice, joy comes in the morning, and goodness and mercy are behind us every single day. We rise up, goodness and mercy join us in that day. That's one of the functions of the imparting of love in our hearts and minds through the Holy Spirit in these seasons. I just want you to remember, though, every believer is going to have difficulties. Now, I know that the hand waves and the hearts and everything went flashing across the screen right there with suffering. We don't like to hear about suffering much, do we? But you know, Jesus suffered, and he suffered for you, and he suffered for me. And he overcame it. He made it through because he kept his focus upward. He kept his mind stayed on completing the will of God and the purpose of God for his life. That's a good example for you and a good example for me. When we go through difficulties, and we're all going through difficulties right now. This is the weirdest time, I would venture to guess, that most of us have ever lived through. I said to the church this morning, yet again, it's very bizarre for a preacher to preach to a church with people with masks on, because you don't get any, you can't read their face because there's only the eyeballs. So I asked them to light their eyes up, to smile bigger. You see, this is a weird time. It's a difficult time. There are people ill. There are people who have lost jobs. There are people who cannot see their grandbabies and cannot see their children and cannot see their mothers and fathers. There's a lot of separation still in our nation of just the strength of the natural families and friends. But we will get through this season of suffering and difficulty as we keep our focus upward and as we allow the Holy Spirit to pour the love of God into our heart. You know, one of the things my mom always taught me is to not look at the other circumstance, but if I was concerned about it, to pray about it. And so my encouragement to you this morning is don't look at all the difficulty. If it's concerning your heart and troubling you, begin to pray. Pray for those families that are separated. Pray for those individuals that have been impacted by COVID. Pray for those people that can't even get into hospitals for treatment in some areas of our nation because of COVID. Pray for those individuals that have been unable to go back to their jobs. Pray for those that have lost their jobs. And here's one more. I've been visiting with some of our seniors. And pray for those seniors who are now isolated and separated from their church family, from their biologic families, and from their system of support in many cases. So you be busy about praying in that season of suffering and difficulty, because the love of God poured into your life makes you be concerned about others. So if you want to take your eye off that situation, focus it upward in prayer. The love of God is poured into your life and my life by an operation and empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Another thing that the Holy Spirit does, imparting power to us, is the Holy Spirit gives us hope. Aren't you thankful for hope today? Aren't you thankful that you have a hope and our hope is in Him? There's some song that says this, my hope is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My life is in you. We haven't sung that in a while. Maybe we need to do that. My life, my hope, my strength is in you. Look what Paul said in Romans 15 and 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Oh my goodness, I could preach a sermon just on this. But hope as God hopes. Because He, God, has filled you by the power of the Holy Spirit with all joy and peace. The power of the Holy Spirit, so that you can, look what He said, abound. That doesn't mean crawling by, barely making it, just getting through. so that you may abound in hope. Hope is the fuel for the soul. I didn't write that, but I like it. Hope is the fuel for the soul. I can't see hope. I can see the outcome of hope. I can see what hope produces in a life. Hope as God hopes. And that is only possible through the abundance of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. You see, we can tap in to that power and experience peace in the worst calamities. When we look at Jesus, and he's always the reference point for us, when we look at Jesus and we see him being accused of all kinds of things, facing all kinds of treachery and difficulty, we see him peaceful. We don't see him chaotic. We don't see him saying, listen, I could call 10,000 angels and be out of here. Although that was true, he could. We see him peaceful and assured. Why? Because his hope was in the Lord. His peace came from the Father above to help him accomplish what was necessary for his ministry, to provide a sacrifice for you and me, his life. And peace was the proclamation of his life. When we look at Calvary and we see him on the cross, we see him at peace, even in the most difficult of situations physically. Paul said that the God of hope can fill us with joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we would abound in hope. Oh, let us be people that abound in hope. Let us be people that remain calm and steadfast and sure, even in the midst of all these difficulties. Whether it's COVID or it's diagnoses that you have learned of in your family and friends, or it's your job, maybe you've lost your job, or they've cut you back in your hours, or it's your own health, maybe any of those things. This morning, I say to you, you can have joy and peace through the power of the Holy Spirit operating in your life. But that power and that spirit can only operate in the life of a believer. And so you may say, well, what does that exactly mean? What is the life of a believer, Pastor? You know, this is the beauty of Jesus. All it takes is a recognition of a need of him in your life. Lord, I need you. And I know that you're the answer to cover my sin, to forgive me of all unrighteousness or things I've done, said, or been, and then to sustain me by the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit, the helper, the paraclete, working in my life. And then knowing that you have a home prepared in heaven for each and every one who would believe, so that we will then come face to face with him as Lord and Savior. I hope that if you don't know him personally, because he's personal, and I'm thankful for that, because in that being personal, I know that he knows me. He knows my quirks, he knows my strengths, he knows my weaknesses, and he still loves me. Isn't that amazing? He still loves us. He's a personal Savior. He's not just some story, it's not just some book. He's a real God, a real Son, and a real Holy Spirit. He is our helper. He is our friend. And when we receive Christ as Savior, just by saying, Lord, I need you, forgive me of my sin, it's done. And then the Holy Spirit takes presence and domain in our lives. And he helps us change. I'm not who I was today. I'm changed. And tomorrow I will be different than who I am from today, because I'm being sanctified and transformed by his Spirit's work in my life. And that's true for all believers as we cooperate with that working of the Spirit. I encourage you, stir up your awareness of Him. And if you don't know Him, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, receive Him today. What you waiting on? Receive Him today. He loves you. He cares for you. He sent His Son for you. My hope, my faith, my prayer says this: His word will not return void. And so today, if you've tuned in, the Lord orchestrated your presence in this broadcast. Your presence to hear the truth of Jesus as Savior, and your presence to hear the truth that the Holy Spirit empowers you to live a faith-filled, a hope-filled life through the working of the Holy Spirit in each and every believer. Remember, if you need prayer, you can reach us at info@northwestag.org. Next Sunday is Father's Day across our United States. And so there will be many people visiting their dads. And then there will be those of us who don't have our earthly fathers here any longer. They're in heaven, and they'll be rejoicing there. But I invite you to join us. If you're here in San Antonio and don't have a church home to visit, I invite you to join us next Sunday, 10:15, here at Northwest Assemblies of God. You can go on our website, northwestag.org, to see where we are and what time our services are and the COVID coming in and seating requirements that we are following at this time. But I invite you to come. Our special speaker next week will be Dale Ritchie. He'll be ministering in our morning service, and he'll be ministering in the live stream also. So come on by. I would love to meet you. I would love to celebrate you. But between now and then, my prayer is what my prayer always is, that this word that's been taught or preached would not return void. And that's a promise, the word says, that the word will not return void, that you will be encouraged, you will be strengthened, and that this word will take root in your heart and in your mind through the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you, and may the Lord give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.